Welcome to the conference call regarding the third quarter results of ILLUMIO SE. At our customer's request, this conference will be recorded. May I now hand you over to Mr. Alexander Enger.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining today's conference call regarding the third quarter results of 2016. Our management, represented by Wolfgang Boyer and Bernd Fischer, will guide you through the presentation and answer your questions in the Q&A session after the presentation. Now, let me hand over to Wolfgang Boyer.
Good morning. I suggest we go straight into our presentation on page number 6, where we have the most important developments in the third quarter of 2016, and I would like to give you a couple of more insights to these highlights during a quick summary, and then Bernd is going to guide you through the financials of this quarter. We're quite happy that in the third quarter, for the first time, we have been able to put the company back on a proper growth track. As you all know, we've faced a rather challenging year, in particular in the United Kingdom, due to the fact that we have lost a considerable amount of our margin due to the fact that the British pound has declined considerably against the Thai baht. At the same time, we've in the particular first and also second quarter had the situation that we struggled to see proper growth in the German market. We have in the second quarter highlighted to you that we have introduced a new programming scheme in the German market, which we have later on also rolled out in the Italian market. And I'm quite happy to report that this new program scheme in Germany has shown very nice results and put the German business back on a proper growth track. At the same time, our e-commerce business continues to grow very fast. We see both in our static webshop but also in our mobile phone apps, the bidding agents, a continued increase in user interest. And that continues to give us a good confidence on the long-term sustainability and prospects of our business. And as I said, Bernd is going to go into that in even more detail. One of the major focuses in the third quarter was our business in the United Kingdom. We have already immediately after the Brexit made an announcement that we consider the effects of the Brexit as very material for our business. And unfortunately, these effects have been the way we predicted them to be. The loss of the value of the British pound against the Thai baht is quite substantial, and the British pound, from our perspective, will continue to lose against the Thai baht. And that has erased a substantial part of our gross margin that we could generate in the United Kingdom, because we have been unable to pass these increases in product procurement cost onto our customers. And that has led us to a situation that we do not think that we can continue with our business in the United Kingdom the way we continued. And I'm going to give you some more insight on how we are going to restructure our business in the United Kingdom. Just to mention this at point five, since we have highlighted that I think roughly 1 year ago, we've acquired the domain schmuck.de, and that domain has now been relaunched and fully integrated into our business, and I'm quite sure that for the full year numbers, we're going to be able to give you some more insight on how this is going to develop as a business. The relaunch has happened only 2 weeks ago, so there's not much to be shown in terms of financials from that situation, but we're quite optimistic. On page number 7, you can see that our e-commerce business continues to grow quite aggressively. In the 3 months of the third quarter in 2016, we're up 94% over last year, and this is in the third quarter this year, the first time that the growth in the e-commerce business has outpaced the stale situation that we have been facing in television. So the growth of the e-commerce business has been higher than the stagnating or slightly declining sales that we have seen in the television business, leading to a situation where the total business has grown quite nicely. We see this growth against the third quarter of 2016. We do not see the same level of growth when you compare it to the second quarter of 2016, which is not tremendously surprising because usually the third quarter is a little bit weaker than the second quarter. In general, our businesses don't have a very big seasonality, but there is a certain level of seasonality. And over the last 8 years or 10 years, the third quarter has always been the weakest of all quarters in the business year. So if you take that into consideration, even that shows you that the performance that we have seen in the third quarter is quite encouraging. As you may see, which is also something that gives us great confidence for our business as we go into the fourth quarter and then also into 2017, the share of web-only new customers that we see in Germany has increased to 58%, so the transition of our business from a television business to an e-commerce business that is essentially the leader in jewelry in e-commerce in Europe is well underway and continues to increase pace. As you see on page number 8, and that has been my personal focus basically in the entire third quarter, we have one major challenge in our business, which is the very low gross profit margin that we are seeing in the United Kingdom. It's well below the group average, and it's also well below the gross profit margin that we can generate in the Italian and the German market. And that is the reason why we still struggle to push our group gross profit margin up. So that is essentially the reason why we are going to have to restructure our business in the United Kingdom. On page number 9, I will try to give you some insight to this. I hope that you will understand that I will have to stay a little bit generic on that because this is a restructuring that involves quite a few other parties that we're conducting negotiations with. Most of this has been concluded, but some of the negotiations are ongoing and are expected to be concluded until the end of November. And I would, as a good poker player, try to abstain from showing all of my cards to the opposing players before we have finished the entire negotiations. In case you have additional questions on this, I think that all of the people that are taking part in this call have my personal mobile phone number. Feel free to call me and I can give you more precise information on that. In general, if you look at Roxinco in the United Kingdom, Roxinco has been distributed across three major distribution channels, Freesat, Preview and Sky. And these distribution channels have very different business drivers that drive them. Sky is more of a high-value business with lower revenues but rather high margins and well-spending companies and customers. Freeview and Freesat are both distribution channels that are more high-volume, low-margin orientated. At the same time, in particular, Freeview is a quite expensive distribution channel. Roughly 80% of the total distribution cost that we face in the United Kingdom comes from Freeview alone. And we have started and almost completed negotiations with third parties about each of these three distribution channels and about options to spin some of these distribution channels off of our business, which would, as I said, these negotiations are almost complete, result in a situation where we will lose a significant chunk of our revenue, but at the same time we would essentially lose the entire or reduce the entire loss that we are making in the area of 3.5 to 4 million euros for the full year of 2016 to virtually zero. So that's a rather drastic step, but at the same time, for the sake of the prospect of our group, that is inevitable. And as we see our web business grow in all of our markets, also including the United Kingdom, very aggressively, we just don't see how we should continue to invest heavily into television as we see in total a business that is transforming into an e-commerce business at this pace. That have not been easy negotiations, as you can imagine, and I'm quite happy that, as we've said already in the middle of the year when we published, that we're going to say something about that at the latest in the Q3 numbers. I'm quite happy that we have been able to bring this to this level and be able to communicate to you that at the end of the year, so in essentially 6 weeks from now, this entire problem will have been solved. On page number 10, and I would not really want to go into much detail about that, just some information about Schmuckti. It has been relaunched. It has a full range of gemstone and non-gemstone jewelry, including also some engagement rings, some stainless steel rings, more younger appeal. The entire design of the website appeals to a much younger audience, and with the results that we have been seeing so far, we feel quite confident that we're going to bring this business to a very nice growth rate rather quickly. As you can see, the page views from a virtually non-existent level is currently growing extremely well, and I hope that when we speak about the full year's numbers, which is going to be in 2017, that we can show you a graph that this growth rate has continued for a couple of months, and then I think you are going to see a very attractive Schmuckti as part of our group. Okay, I would now like to hand over to Bernd, who's going to guide you through the financials, and then obviously both of us are going to be ready to ask the questions.
Okay, good morning, also from my side. So we start on quickly on page 12 with a summary of the Q3 results. As Wolfgang already mentioned, Q3 is, of course, frequently affected by the summer months of July and August. So despite that effect, and also if we take aside the B2B business, Q3 developed quite nice, of course, against prior year, but also against the previous quarter. We are very satisfied, in particular, with the development in Italy, which could grow its revenues against the previous quarter. Also, especially in Italy, the months of July and August are rather difficult in terms of revenues. And as you have seen already in the chart presented by Wolfgang, the development in margin, which we see in the UK, which is far below the average of the rest of the group. And to give you that kind of impression, also the information about the margin in the German TV, which is back on a 50% level. And subsequently, the gross profit in total, of course, against prior year, not that surprising, is developing quite positive. On page 13, you see, like we did in the last quarters, a comparison to the previous quarters. And you see in terms of gross profit that we are still on the level of Q2, you can see the gross margin, the increase from 40% in Q2 to 44%. So while in the Q2, the gross margin was decreased by the amount of high-value items, which you can see also in the average price development from Q2 to Q3, so in Q3, we had a little less of that. Subsequently, the percentage margin went up. and also, of course, in terms of total segment EBITDA, we see that the weaker Q3 results from last year are basically halved, and also Q3 2016 still is affected by the UK business, of course, which you will see later also in the segment report. 2016, Q3 against previous year, of course, looks quite nice. We see the revenue growth in total 25 for the group. We see gross margin on level of prior year, and of course, the total segment EBITDA is reduced significantly. If you look at the countries in particular, like Germany, which is up by 22%, Italy is still down against prior year, but as mentioned, about 12% higher than to the previous quarter. And also UK is up against a very weak previous year. Looking at the 9 month performance, we see, of course, the effect from the first half year 2016 versus the strong first half year 2015. So in terms of revenues, 54.2 versus 53.7. So we are almost in line with previous year revenues, and gross profit slightly declined against the previous year, and of course the total segment EBITDA and margin against the previous year is of course lower due to the fact that we had a very successful first half year 2015. Again, looking at the countries in particular, you see that Germany is almost up against prior year, so 33 for 2015 versus 32 in this year. Italy, of course, still down, and also UK slightly below prior year. In British pounds, UK would be slightly higher than the previous year, containing the weak third quarter. 16, the same chart that you have seen already for Q3, now you see the 9 month period, and also for the 9 month period, if you compare the development in revenues for the TV section, which is down by 8.5 million euros, so from 41 to 32. And now e-com is able to almost compensate that decline. So the e-commerce business has grown by 68% and up to 17%. Which basically leads to same revenue level against the prior year. Also for the 9 month period, the share of web-only new customers for Germany is still growing. So we clearly above 50% of new customers approaching us only via web. And also the share of e-commerce revenues growing from 20%, the share growing from 20% to over 30%. So some comments to the P&L and balance sheet on the following pages, starting on page 17. Looking at the selling expenses, you see that for the third quarter, those are basically on the level of the previous year, slightly higher cumulative, basically driven by higher costs, of course, for the webshop business and e-commerce business, and those are partly set off by lower reach costs and personal expenses in that part of our costs. Also, the administrative expenses are now stabilized. If you subtract the FX losses and rechargeable costs which are included here, and the equity sales, settled share-based payments. The administrative expenses in Q3 are on the same level as previous year. Looking at the segment report, you see the sales division Others and sales division Germany Italy. So sales division Others includes the UK business as well as the B2B business. And also here you can clearly see the drop of margin for the sales division Others. You see also the decline in the segment EBITDA for the sales division Others. If you look at previous year for the third quarter, which has been 2 million in losses. So this year only 650, but this is also including the profit from the B2B business. All in all, considering the restructuring of the UK business and the development we are expecting there, we will probably also to consider to restructure our segment report, and we'll keep you informed, of course, in due time. So on page 19, quick summary on the balance sheet, on the assets. There is no significant movement in the non-current assets, so we have some depreciation that are higher than the investments in that quarter. So in total, a slight decline in this position. We see the inventories that include also third-party products where we have a full right of return. And also, we will talk about in the outlook, we expect our inventories by end of year to be in line with the previous year. Cash and cash equivalents, subsequently due to the negative operating cash flow, of course, is down. And the trade receivables, partly higher due to the balance sheet date, but also include some receivables out of the B2B business. On the equity and liabilities, what you have seen already for the second quarter, we see the shift from non-current liabilities to current liabilities, which is with regard to the reclassification of a loan that moved from non-current to current. And within the current liabilities, we have an increase of trade payables, which is also regarding the inventories and the third-party products we have in there, and a slight decline in other non-financial liabilities, which is in its majority due to less debtors with credit value. Looking at the operating cash flow on page 21, of course, clearly driven by the negative EBIT beginning at the top. Big movement against 2015, of course, the depreciation containing the investments of the factory last year and, of course, the investments in the automated warehouse. And other non-cash expenses income, the 1.6 million, of course, mainly due to the FX losses in that period. On page 22, you see the cash flow from investing activities. As mentioned, it's about 1 million. So mainly for maintenance, as we did not have any big investments in that period. Cash flow from financing activities, small reduction of overdraft lines, and also some payback, of course, from the finance lease contracts, which are in here, so 800,000 declined in the period up to September 2016. Okay. Now coming to the outlook on page 24, and handing back to Wolfgang.
Okay. The first point, as we have said already, we are going to restructure our television distribution in the United Kingdom and sell distribution channels that are no longer profitable for us or don't have a perspective to be to return to profitability in the very near future. We are going to complete this until the end of the financial year of 2016. We assume that this restructuring in the United Kingdom, because this will also have implications to the workforce that we have in the United Kingdom, is going to have a slight negative impact to the group EBITDA in Q4. We currently don't see that this number is going to be very significant from our current expectations and from what we have learned from the legal advice that we have sought in the United Kingdom. This is going to be well below £500,000 British pounds. So there is not going to be a huge restructuring impact, but obviously until we have fully completed this, it is still a little early days to come to a conclusion on that. As a result of that, we are going to see a decline in revenues in the sales division others, and as Bernd has already said, moving into 2017, we are going to then reorganize our segment report, because we will then have a much smaller segment others, and basically in the long term it doesn't make sense to have one segment with 80% of the revenues and the other segment with only 20% of the revenues. So we're going to change that in order to give you a more clear perspective of what's happening in our business. We don't foresee in the fourth quarter a positive segment EBITDA for that division. And we also don't foresee a positive segment EBITDA for the sales division Germany and Italy. Our segment EBITDA for the second group function is always going to be negative, because this is essentially a segment that doesn't produce any revenues, only has the group function costs. In general, for 2016, we foresee a slight increase in revenues for the entire group over 2015. And we, for the fourth quarter, also assume that we will continue to be able to improve our gross margins in our core business. At the end of 2016, we still consider to start to bring down our inventory levels, which at the moment, from our perspective, are too high. Whether we are going to be able to reduce them well below the level of the 31st of December of 2015 at the moment is uncertain. So it could be that they will stay roughly at that level. In order to help us reducing the inventory levels as we move into 2017, we have initiated a slowdown in our production in our facility in Chantaburi in Thailand. That slowdown in production is going to start as of the 1st of December and is most likely going to last for 3 months. So for 3 months, December, January, and February, we're going to reduce our sales, our production significantly, which is obviously enabled by the fact that we're going to see reduced sales volumes in the United Kingdom, and the inventory that we are currently have in the United Kingdom can be sold elsewhere, because with a reduced sales expectation in the United Kingdom for 2017, we're also going to need less inventory, and that is going to help our operating liquidity in the first quarter of 2017 very significantly. So these are all the comments that we wanted to make to the third quarter, which is a quarter that has helped us tremendously to bring the company back to profitability and back on track. And I'm quite happy to report that we have made a huge progress on that. And I'm quite confident that when we are going to report the full year figures, you're going to see that we will still continue to follow that path of recovery. Thank you very much.
So we would now like to enter the Q&A session.
Thank you very much. If you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone telephone. The operator will announce your name when it's your turn to ask a question. In case you wish to cancel your question, please press star 2. Star 1 for your question, please. Mr. Volker Bosser from Baader Bank, your question, please.
Yeah, hello, gentlemen. Congratulations on the obvious improvements you made in the third quarter. Some questions from my side, starting with the UK restructuring, the step I welcome, of course. My question would be, is the UK restructuring a Freeview-only restructuring, or are the channels Sky and Freeset affected by that as well, and how much of UK sales is generated via Freeview? Perhaps starting with that question.
As I said in the beginning, I'm going to try to be as transparent as I possibly can.
Okay.
On this front, you are going to have 100% full transparency about what we have done once everything has been completed.
Mm-hmm.
What I can tell you is that Freeview comprises roughly 60% of our total revenues and more than 80% of the distribution cost.
Okay.
Freeset is essentially extremely cheap distribution because Freeset is a EBG service in the United Kingdom where you are paying the people who run Freeset only to have your program on the Freeset boxes, which is basically free-to-air satellite television. And if you are on Sky, then you have your signal on the satellite already, and then you are only paying a nominal fee in order to be included into Freeset. Sky is basically a satellite transponder where you pay a distribution company to have that satellite transponder, and then also you pay a little listing fee to Sky. So essentially, once you are on Sky, it doesn't make sense not to be on Freeset. So these two go together quite nicely, and I think from what I have just said, it's already quite quite clear what our options are in the United Kingdom.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Good. The message. Perfect. Thank you. On the so these restructuring in the UK would be booked then at an one-off, so to say, for the fourth quarter. Would be my question.
How
is it included in the guidance saying negative EBITDA? Is it because you have the bookings there?
At the moment, I don't foresee that the restructuring itself is going to produce a big cost.
Mm.
So it's not that we're going to have to pay millions of pounds
yep.
for redundancy payments or other situations. We're going to have to do it, and we have to do it in a proper and honest way with all of our partners. That is important. But I don't see that there's going to be a very big, extraordinary impact to the Q4 numbers. What we're most likely going to do when we publish the full year numbers is we're going to give you a better idea on what our 2016 numbers would have looked like without this problem in the United Kingdom, so that it is easier to project how our business is going to develop in 2017 without this problem.
Okay. Third question would be then on Italy and the promising results you achieved in Germany by changing the TV format, and you highlighted before that you're also going to change the formats as you did in Germany, now also in Italy. So can you already see signs of improvement given the changes you have done? So would be a question regarding trading update in October, the trend in Italy, how the new formats have worked out here.
Yes, they have worked out nicely. This program scheme is a program scheme that requires a very good functioning marketing department in order to be fully rolled out. This is why in Italy, as Italy is a little bit smaller than Germany, we have rolled that scheme out roughly 50%, we see very encouraging results. As we've said already, in the third quarter, we are up against the second quarter, which is unusual in our business. And also in the fourth quarter, we see very promising effects to that. Whether this is going to result in a fourth quarter where Italy is up against prior year is something that still remains to be established. Could be, but could also be that we will still be a little bit below prior year in the fourth quarter in Italy against 2015. But for sure, we're not going to see the levels of decline that we have seen, in, for example, in the second quarter.
Mm.
So we see positive results. Unfortunately, we don't see it as fast as we've seen it in Germany, but you can believe me that we're aggressively working on making sure that we're going to see the same results in Italy as well.
Mm. And the final last question from my side, is it a fair assumption to expect a gross margin for the fourth quarter more or less in line to what we've seen in the third quarter? I mean, the gross margin trend over the quarters were very volatile, so a kind of indication would be helpful. Thank you.
That's really tricky at the moment to say. We have thought very hard about whether we can include an indication into that.
Okay.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, the fourth quarter is one of the best performing quarters, and in particular, the second half of the fourth quarter is extremely important. We have some more Cat Lawrence shows that are upcoming in Germany and also two in the United Kingdom, where we expect to generate enormous amount of revenue at slightly lower margins. We still are under margin pressure in the United Kingdom. At the same time, our gross margin in Germany continues to develop very favorably. And we've run some simulations, but we cannot finally predict what the gross margin is going to look like, taking into consideration that the half of the quarter still is outstanding.
Okay, then I tried to rephrase my question, asking, would you saying full year EBITDA will be negative as outlined in the guidance, but the EBITDA in the fourth quarter is expected to be positive?
No. As I said, in particular, when I look at that there's going to be a little bit of restructuring cost coming from the United Kingdom, that is going to affect the fourth quarter numbers, I'm really careful about promising something there that we won't be able to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I can say is that the fourth quarter will continue to show a very good operating improvement of the group.
Okay, then we leave it with this. Thank you very much and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next question from Mr. Mark Josephson from Equipment.
Your answers to two of focus questions there in terms of...
Mark?
Yep, hello.
Good morning. You were cut off in the beginning of your question. Could you start again because I couldn't hear the beginning of your question? Hello?
Mark?
Just a second. So, one moment, please. Mr. Josephson couldn't answer. He hang up on us. Maybe he's gonna dialing again. I have no further questions.
So we make him wait for a minute?
Maybe we wait for 30 more seconds for him to dial back in. Okay. In that case, thank you very much from our side for your continued interest in our business, and we're looking forward to hearing you again for the publication of the full year numbers in March 2017.
Okay, but I have now somebody in my reception. I think this is the person we need to join. Yeah, just a second.
Okay, sure. Hello?
No, it wasn't Mr. Josephson, sorry. So
okay,
we can finish the call, and we want to thank you, Mr. Enger, and all the participants of this conference, and sorry for the hang-up. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you very much.
Thank you.